This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at canada-info.ca or cfur.ca. We're speaking today with Paula Wood Adams, recently hired VP of Research and Innovation at the University of Northern British Columbia. We have good news to share today. The university has hit near record levels of research funding that have been brought in. This is very exciting news. First and foremost, how much funding is coming in?
This number here is for the year 2022, and that was about $17 million, which is really fantastic when you consider the size of the university.
It's also head and shoulders above average UMBC here for this type of funding. Where does the funding come from? Is this from a team of grant writers? Is it primarily coming from grants, or how does one arrive at this number?
So it's coming from grants, but we don't have a team of dedicated grant writers. So it's the researchers, the faculty members who are writing grants, and we provide support. So we give them feedback and help them lay out some of the things like the budget that maybe, you know, is a little bit complicated. But really it's the researchers who are doing the work, and that's what we're seeing here is the result of their efforts over the last couple of years.
Are you able to identify a confluence of a few factors that may have led to this spike in research activity?
Yeah, absolutely. So this, I would say, starts back when Jeff Payne was the vice president of research here. And you know him, of course, he's the president, right? And he started off with a big push to encourage researchers to apply for grants. And he provided some financial support to do that. So that they could, for example, pay a research assistant to help them put the grant together. And that started off this momentum. And then when Kathy Lewis took over, she was fantastic at continuing to encourage and support this kind of activity. And really, it's kind of growing momentum, you know. Once you've applied and received one grant, then it's much easier to do the next and so on. And that's what we're seeing right now. It's the fourth straight year that there's been an increase, and this is a direct result of my two predecessors' fantastic work in supporting the researchers.
That also highlights the kind of nature of research and granting that exists within academia and so many other organizations where, sure, the grant funding is available, it's out there, but where does the time and energy and resources come from for individuals to put it in? Most of the time, this is a volunteer endeavor done in between tasks, child rearing, work, the research itself, and holidays, etc., right? And it sounds like the extra support has really paid off.
Well, yeah, I think that's exactly it. It's one of those things, like I said, where once you get the first grant, things go easier because the work that you're able to do with the first grant provides the context for your next grant, right? So the hardest one is starting off or restarting. And so providing kind of a boost and extra support for researchers to, you know, to apply to new places or think of bigger projects that they want to work on, I think that was really, really important. And, you know, one of the big impacts actually of having these grants at the university is that, as well as making it possible to buy supplies for the lab or to go on field trips, a large amount of the funding actually goes to students as financial support. And, you know, they're hired as research assistants or given bursaries to work on research theses. And that really complements the training that an education that they're getting in classrooms or in, you know, in their labs. So it has kind of this full circle benefit for the entire institution and not just the researcher. I wouldn't say this is something that they do in their off time. They should be able to do this during their working hours, but we know that so many people at UNBC are, in fact, doing the equivalent of two jobs. So I know our faculty members are extremely busy, and that's one of the reasons that the extra support was so important for us.
So there's typically three streams of support or granting that facilitates research.
NSERC is natural science and engineering. CERC is social sciences and humanities, and CIHR is health.
Of these three, which one received the most amount of funding, or were they relatively equal?
From what I remember, I'm afraid I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but the health funding is higher. This is not unusual. It's simply that the budget of CIHR is higher than the other two councils. So our health funding is the highest of the three. And from what I recall, CERC and NSERC are similar, but they're all good. So they've all been increasing, and so it's researchers from all fields who've been working on these grant applications and then getting the funding for their projects.
And of the projects, it's overwhelming, and it's probably difficult for you to pick any. But what has passed across your desk? What did you take notice of as a project to look forward to?
So there's many exciting things going on here. I think I'll talk about a couple of things that I personally find very interesting. The first one is the work that's being done at CTAN, which is the
Center for Technology Adoption for Aging in the North.
It's technology for older adults and, helping them to be able to stay in their home and live more comfortable lives for a longer period of time. And we are especially good at this area of research. And the academic director of that center is Shannon Freeman. She's an associate professor in the Faculty of Nursing, or the School of Nursing. And she's created CTAN, really, along with her collaborator, Richard McAloney. And now UNBC is one of four national innovation centers where technologies can be tested and evaluated for their suitability for being applied in the homes of older adults, or being used in long-term care facilities or other retirement-type homes. So it's really incredible what they're doing. They're making things possible right here in northern BC, and they're doing it in collaboration with the local healthcare authority, Northern Health. So it's really fantastic, and really they're one of four national centers. They're just having an amazing impact. So that's one area of research that I find really interesting. And then the other area is what's being done over at the Quesnel River Research Center. And this is kind of a research station that's located a few hours by drive from Prince George past Quesnel. And it's a center that used to be run by the provincial government under natural resources. And we took it over years and years ago, and we have researchers there who are doing really important work looking at the effects of industry on pollution levels and other kind of ecological markers in the rivers and connected lakes in the region. The way they're working is in partnership with the local community so that they answer the questions that the people living there really want to understand. I visited them earlier this fall, and they were holding an open house, and they had a room full of local residents who were listening to research presentations and, asking questions about how that might impact their lives. Again, it's another example of a UNBC research center that is really doing something that's having a big impact today on people and doing it in a way that's of kind of global caliber.
It's really encouraging to hear about projects that are getting such active community engagement, and it's refreshing to hear that they're also receiving funding to continue, which it doesn't always happen, right?
Well, exactly.
An exciting development on UMBC campus. Also relevant, a project looking at aging, and it sounds like aging in place as well. It's occurring in our community.
You know, there's so many. Those were just two examples that I find really appealing, but there's so many other things going on in many different areas. And really what has impressed me the most since I came and what actually brought me here is the ingenuity and the can-do attitude and the brilliance of the researchers that we have. We're small, but the people that we have are outstanding, and that's really what brought me here, and it's what produced this result as well that we've been discussing. And yeah, I think UNBC is a gem, and we're really lucky to have this institution.
Speaking with us today on CIFR Radio 88.7 FM is Dr. Paula Wood Adams. That is UMBC's Vice President of Research and Innovation, presiding over $17.7 million in research income over the fiscal year of 2022, the fourth straight year UMBC's total has increased. This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFR Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at canada-info.ca or cfur.ca.